This episode of the Sweaty Startup is brought to you by Sparrow Websites. We have the launch kits, a new offering from them. $450 gets you an awesome website, all the stuff you need, all the tools you need, which we're going to talk about today, Adam, because you're on the show to give us your essential tool rundown. If somebody's going to build a website, get leads coming in online, this is what you do every day, and this is what you're going to recommend for a small service business owner or entrepreneur or founder to get rolling. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here.
All right, man. So basically, I'm going to ask you to open up your business and brain dump everything that you do and give us the tools to do it ourselves if needed. And then we'll do some shameless plugs to hire you in the middle or through the end or whenever we feel like it. So that's the plan.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm excited to go down this list of tools here. Just go through what we've found to be most useful for people if they want to go the DIY route.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about buying a domain, what you're learning about a domain name, where you search domains, and what kind of hosting you recommend. I know there's several different levels that we're going to talk about, but let's start bare bones, basic, $5 a month. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so domain searches, we use a tool called, we use Google. So Google Domains, people know Google.
Yep, domains.google.com.
Exactly right. So sometimes if you search domains, you know, some of the shadier ones might steal the domain from you or something.
GoDaddy.
Yeah, Google's not going to mess with any of that. So domains.google.com, search that. If you can localize your domain, it certainly helps a little bit. So if you can use a tool, you know, so if you're, you know, whatever it is, you know, Topeka, Power Wash & Co. or whatever, you know, it just helps people know where you are. It kind of brands you a little bit. So for a local service-based business, try to localize it a little bit and then just, you know, just make sure nobody's out there using.
Is there a character limit that you like to stay within, or have you not really noticed that there's much of a difference there?
There is. I mean, so I know like people say like under 70 characters or something, most people aren't going to get up the whole way, but certainly don't get a crazy long, like full sentence domain. Really just try to put your business name and then maybe the location you're in to